Yeah.
Fall to pieces.
Yeah.
Like a...
Every time I fall to pieces, especially on St. Patty's Day. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. It is 3:06 in the afternoon. And I am here with the lovely, lovely, funny man, Christopher. And, of course, the beautiful.
I'm hat-wearing, too.
And he's wearing my hat.
Hey,
you know what? That's a brotherly love thing. When you give someone your hat, trust me. And the beautiful, lovely, and extraordinarily Carla.
She DJ. Won't wear the hat.
She's
hatless.
She is hatless. Which
fit over my hair.
I should
have. Go ahead, you can say it.
I should have brought two hats. I definitely should have brought two hats. What do you got? Ear plugs in there?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, we kind of abstained from using the
The
provided.
Looking like me?
No, yeah.
With my big, huge earphones?
No, we don't want to use the in-studio ones.
No, I don't blame you.
You don't know what you're going to catch.
But what are you going to catch?
Diphtheria, I think. A petri dish. I swear, these are dumped in here by the by Tufts Medical Center, so we all get some weird disease and they can practice on us.
Listen, I'm buying both of yous. Use. Yeah, I know.
Utes.
You utes.
Utes.
I'm buying both of your headphones that you can wear, okay?
Matching?
No. I don't know. No. How can you match with him?
Well,
I'll buy you whatever favorite color you have.
Oh, cool.
Plaid?
Pizza stripes.
Listen.
Sorry, I couldn't know.
Hey, that's awesome. Oh.
Excellent.
Hey,
excellent.
We're going to solve the color today, so.
Yeah, and his will be meatballs. Meatball headphones.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, Bose makes them. The Frankie and Bergano signature edition from Bose.
What do you mean? Where they have mustaches on them?
Couple big meatballs and a mustache.
No.
So the mustache is where you get your Bluetooth reception. Stash tooth.
I'm sorry. Stash. I'm sorry, folks, if you don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, oh, if you listen to the program,
you don't.
We'll catch you up
later. A lot of people probably, and welcome to our new listeners, yes. And especially Francesca Corrado, who I didn't throw that on your shout-out list.
Yeah, well, Chester Corrado, you've been shouted.
No, not Chester.
Oh.
Francesca.
Oh, Francesca.
Francesca. What is wrong with you?
I was thinking of Chet's mustache. I got mustaches on. They should have like a bracket. You know how they have the final four? We should have, instead of the final four when they're the last game, what we're going to do is have our own bracket. Chet's mustache versus Frankie's mustache.
Ooh.
And then have people vote on the stash.
Wow. Yeah.
Huh?
Interesting stuff.
Tom Selleck didn't make that into the final four?
No.
Two? No, he didn't? Really?
No, his stash is, it's along on the tooth.
Oh.
It's getting a little gray. It's getting a little thinner.
All right, well,
it insists upon itself, too.
Does it?
Yes.
What is wrong with you, Chris? That's the funny man. That's why we love him on the show.
Absolutely. And
anyways, Miss Carla.
Yes.
Do you have any news?
I do.
Silly news for us?
Of course.
That would be wonderful.
All right.
If you would impart that.
We got a good one for you.
Oh, good Lord.
We have a teacher drunk on boxed wine in class.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Busted substitute was throwing up in class. Yeah. South Carolina, talk much? South Carolina
talk
Substitute.
Your voice went up two octaves.
I know. I think I'm getting a cold. So this woman's facing disorderly conduct charge after allegedly getting drunk in class on boxed wine. She had it stashed in her bag.
Is there any other, Chris, is there any other kind of wine?
I had
this one with the handle on the jug.
There's a jug of
they
wine?
Jug o' wine, yeah.
Jug o' wine. As opposed to box o' wine.
All right, so cops were dispatched Friday morning to the Brookland Cassie High School in response to a 9/11.
Brookland?
Yeah, Brookland. Is that what it says?
Is Brooklyn. It Brooklyn or Brookland?
Whatever you want it to be.
Brookland.
In response to a 911 call about an intoxicated individual.
You know
individual.
I'm playing with you,
huh? Of course. Upon arriving at the school around 9:45, a cop was told by an administrator that a substitute teacher was intoxicated in class. Administrators went to the classroom and the teacher was actually throwing up and could not stand up.
Hey, listen, if you're a teacher and you're not intoxicated, what the hell else do you have to do?
With the kids today, I think you kind of have to be intoxicated.
Absolutely. I remember kids every day.
You show up.
And I want to throw up. And I'm not even drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Get your pencil, you get your stuff out. All of a sudden, she like takes out the box of wine.
Hey.
She was removed from the classroom in a wheelchair and brought to a nursing home. Nurse. And subsequently transported to a local hospital for treatment.
Well.
Was it coffee?
What kind of treatments do you get for that?
I don't know. Don't drink boxed wine.
Yeah, sleep it off. That's your treatment.
All right, in other news, we have a botched pizza order that led to gunfire. We have a teenage trio arrested.
That's happened a
in
lot.
Nashville. Oh, yeah. So a trio of teenagers opened fire on a Nashville food market after a clerk gave them a pizza with the wrong toppings.
Oh, I've done that many times.
You know what? I was just going to say that. I've done that just on a normal day. Just going to get a salad.
The shooting Tuesday afternoon at the market was witnessed by an undercover detective who was conducting surveillance in the area.
Really?
There must have been
you need an undercover detective
in a little market
to witness that.
There's a rash of pizza topping malfeasance in the area, so they had to bring the authorities in.
The suspects left the scene in a stolen Honda Accord.
Good Lord. They left the scene.
Yes, they left the
scene. What kind of scene was that?
There was a scene. We had an 18, 17, and 16-year-old boy.
Scene at Pizza Hut.
Carrying a loaded Smith & Wesson pistol when apprehended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Two other handguns.
That's an antique.
A 45 caliber Glock and a 45 caliber Beretta were found inside the vehicle.
Oh, a Beretta?
A Beretta, not the good kind of Beretta.
So they weren't carrying you?
No, hell no.
Yeah, they bring her in and she shoots up the place. What do you think's happening?
What, was I the wrong topic?
No. If anybody brought you in and was like holding you, going, all right, everybody freeze.
And she throws things at them. But I mean, he can find. She's on the little Parmesan cheese, the hot peppers. She's unloading at them.
These teenagers are facing multiple counts of aggravated assault.
Oh, the shenanigans those youngsters get into these days.
Yep, weapons possession and auto theft. That's serious. Since his alleged accomplices were underage, the 18-year-old was also charged with contributing to delinquency of a minor, a misdemeanor.
It's only a misdemeanor?
That's it. Also charged with gunpoint robbery last month of a man who turned over $900 during the stick-up.
Wow.
Yeah, they're keeping this guy in Davidson County Jail in lieu of $50,000.
So if you have any of those women who like to write to prisoners...
There you go.
Davidson County.
Yep. What are you
Colin
talking about?
Will give you their name.
Have you been in touch with Charles Manson, apparently?
Speaking of, there's a special tonight.
I know.
Another Charles Manson interview. You know how we love our Manson interviews.
We look
forward to it.
Not really, but interviews, yes. But
do you remember that legendary one with Geraldo? He's practically sitting on Geraldo's.
Yeah.
I can do this. I know karate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're in prison that long, you can learn all those fake karate.
So a little bit of sports, as you know, the final, March Madness kicked off with the field of 64 yesterday, and my pick for an upset came true. Yes, Middle Tennessee, which is ranked 13th, beat number 5 Minnesota, led by who? Our new favorite player, Giddy. Giddy Potts, who now will be known as Giddy
That's
Up
right.
Potts, who is now our official mascot of our little endeavor here. So Giddy Potts and Reggie Upshaw combined for 34 points, but nobody cares about Reggie Upshaw because his name isn't Giddy.
No, we have to root for them now.
Yes. So we
and what I told you earlier, Chris.
Yes.
Would you say East Tennessee?
It turned out it was Middle Tennessee. I was wrong.
Oh, you were wrong. But you weren't wrong because, like I said to you earlier, it all depends on where you're standing.
Yes.
In on the earth. Everything is east.
Yeah. And everything's sky.
Oh, cool.
That's why I don't understand, right? If we're round and everything's sky, right? Why do people do this when they go, "Thank you, God"? You can do this, too, because the sky, you know.
Down below, yeah.
Thank you. It's everywhere.
Wow,
sky everywhere.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, that's really deep, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I can do this. Thank you.
Deepness.
You don't know where he is. Could be.
So, you're actually.
He could be North Pole or South Pole.
Praying to the penguins.
You just don't know.
In the South Pole.
Yes, exactly. You just don't know. So I say you hedge your bets and do this. Thank you. Thank you.
What does that mean?
Like a new dance.
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks like a cheerleader all of a sudden.
It's the Italian thing. Talking with
apparently, well, yes, it is the Italian thing.
I'm the worst. I just can't even.
No, you don't.
I have to sit on my hands to not talk and move my hands at the same time.
Well, it must be interesting when you have a one-on-one with your boss.
So you have Carla, to.
Can you come into my office? Have a seat. Let's go over your review. How do you think you did this year?
So you have to put them under your bum?
If I don't, you want to use them, yeah. Because I'll notice people staring at me and then watching my hands.
I don't understand what the bum has to do with it.
So I cannot move my hands.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
My bum will move in a minute if I want to use my hands.
So that is our sports.
All right.
Of the day.
Well, thank you, Christopher, for those sports. Our funny man. It is 3:19 in the afternoon. It is, I don't know, 40 degrees.
Yeah, sunny. It was 40 at one point.
At some point. But we're going to get back to some music.
Yeah, here's your weather. Periods of light followed by periods of darkness. It's going to continue every 12 hours.
Wow. Thank you.
To perpetuity.
Since we don't have our weatherman anymore.
I found it, 41.
Our funny man is going to take over the weather from now on.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. Anyways, boys and girls, you're listening. That's you. I'm sorry. Oh. That's one of you.
You take one word, I'll take the next.
Go ahead.
Y'all listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Up from beautiful, historic Medford.
It is historic.
It's historical.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
And most of our listeners are probably already,
vomiting?
Face down. Face down on the curb.
It's like every week.
You're right. It is like every week.
That's the Ipecac. The giddy up's on.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Good one, Chris.
All right, boys and girls. 3:32 in the afternoon, you're listening to the Giddy Up. And I apologize because I wanted to do a threesome at 3. And we're running a little late, but that's okay. It's St. Paddy's Day. You run a little late on St. Paddy's Day. Anyways, this is the threesome at 3. And we will start with you two.
I can't believe the news today. Light my way. Oh, come on.
Christopher, he was singing during the break. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:46 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. And that was my threesome at three. Of course, it was a little late. But certainly women don't mind if you're a little late. Chris, you want me to shut you off?
Please do. Am I still on?
You are still on.
Is it making noises? I don't hear it.
All right. Don't worry about it.
You?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, you're still making noise.
It's the bus.
That's the traffic.
That is the traffic. Because there's a lot of traffic here in Medford. Would you call it historical Medford?
Hysterical Medford.
Hysterical, historical. Well, either way, it's Medford. Medfa. Anyways, welcome back. 3:47 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Happy, St. Patty's Day to everybody, but I don't think there's many Irish people in Medford. But
no, they're all Italian American.
No, they're all in Malden now, in Boston, Malden. Anyways, it's that time of the show that we're gonna have to say our goodbyes. You guys, we hate this, but you want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah, happy Friday, everybody.
Ladies first,
yeah,
yes.
I'm jumping right in there.
Yeah, I didn't have to tell her. She just went right for
there
it.
There you go. So tonight, the fun continues over at Peppa's Bar and Grill, 210 Highland Ave in Malden with DJ Polly B.
I know him.
You do? I know him, too.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, you got to go check that out. Playing some Irish music and awesome disco.
Yes.
Mixing it up, having a good time. And tomorrow night, DJ Carla D, that would be me.
I know her.
You know her,
I know
too.
Her, too. Yes.
I'll be over at Portobello Restaurant on Main Street in Wakefield.
I live there.
Awesome.
So you know what? You have a little Irish taste, then you go a little Italian taste.
Yeah. I'm going to mix it up, some oldies, some throwbacks.
And Portobello's is a great place. We went there.
Yes, we did.
And yep. We enjoyed our time because DJ Carla is great.
Aw, thank you. You guys were fun. It was great watching you dance.
We danced?
What are you saying?
I have photos. Oh, gosh.
We have the white people dance? Is that what you're trying to say?
You were doing some kind of funky.
I had a medical
excuse. Yeah, it was some kind of funky chicken.
Always a good time. So happy Friday, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a wonderful weekend. And thanks for listening.
Awesome. Christopher, he seems at a loss.
I am at a loss. As usual, just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Happy St. Patrick's Day. As I always like to say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. But this time, do it in an Uber if you're drinking.
Giddy up, brother.
Absolutely.
Do it in an Uber and make the Uber driver clean the mess up. That's what I always say.
Clean what up?
The vomit.
I know. And boys and girls, I want to thank you all for listening. And if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We love you. Have a safe, please, safe St. Patty's Day. And, stay Boston strong and always be a rock and never roll. Always. And we apologize to Matthew McConaughey. We ran out of time for him. Once again, he's in the green room. Of course, the green room. All right. Anyways, you guys, please stay safe out there and have a great St. Patty's Day. Great and safe St. Patty's Day. And we'll see you next week.
Ringing, I gotta get out of bed. The girlfriend called me, kicked me in the head. She says you gotta get up, you gotta go to work. I don't feel so excited, back as I feel like a jerk. She said, let me sleep in the morning. Let me sleep all night long. Let me sleep without warning. Let me sleep right through the song.
Words I hear in my mind, all of this music.